vegetable and fruit peels, eggshells too. If you don't need them, I sure do for my compost heap. I got a compost heap.
In the garden here at the Urban Farm with Farmer Greg, and we were just about to dive in. How deep are we going on worm castings? Are we going knuckle deep, wrist deep, or elbow deep? This is a long segment here. I think we can get all the way to the elbows.
I was going to say, let's go knee deep.
Knee deep. There you go.
Yeah.
All the way.
I will often get emails and questions from people that says, I need to start a composting program here at my house. Where do I start? My first question for them is, how much scraps do you have? And if you just have kitchen scraps, starting a compost bin is kind of futile. Composting isn't easy. It takes a lot of material. To compost efficiently, you're going to need 20 to 40 cubic feet. That's like a yard to 2 yards of materials in order to get your compost bin started. So the place I direct people to is worm castings. Worm composting, they make worm castings. And you can literally put a bucket underneath your sink. And I know some people kind of go, but the nice thing, and Arizona Worm Farm has classes on how to do this, where you actually go home with a worm bin that you can keep inside. And you actually need to keep them inside in the winter, in the summertime, not in the winter. In the summertime, you actually need to keep them inside.
That'd be
so that
pretty hard to keep the soil damp enough to keep them alive.
Yeah,
outside in the summer,
or you put a block of ice on them, which is what I do with mine. I put a daily small block of ice that I freeze in the freezer. But worm composting is super simple. Just like you said in the first segment, you don't do very much, Greg. You're right. For my worms, I give them some food scraps once a week, and I throw a small block of ice in there in the summertime to keep them cool. And that's it. And they're doing the rest of the work. And you can do a small tote, and that's one that you keep inside. And really what you're doing is you can get some cocoa peat, or you can shred up newspapers, and you just put a layer of 3 to 4 inches of shredded newspapers or cocoa peat in the bottom of the tote, add a little bit of water to it, just dampen it up enough, and then start throwing your food scraps in there. And people say to me, oh my gosh, isn't it going to smell? And once it gets going, after a couple of weeks, once it gets going, you will be surprised with the pound of worms in there. You will be surprised at how quickly they consume the food waste that's in there, and that it doesn't smell.
And there's no use to put dirt in that at all?
There's no use to put dirt in there at all.
Okay.
In fact, I think with Arizona Worm Farms, they just use shredded cardboard and shredded newspapers as their base for starting.
I'll be.
Yeah. And, you know, the worms are pooping out this, really, it's soil. It's this great soil. So that's a super simple way to do it, is with a tote bin. Another way to do it is a build your own. I've built my own here it's called a flow through bin. So part of the challenge with worm composting is, how do you get the worm castings out without getting the worms out? So you have this tote, and you know, it's, you've been putting food waste in it for 6 months now, and there's this nice layer of worm poop compost in there, and there's worms throughout. If you take a half of a melon and stick it on one side, all the worms will go to one side, and then you just harvest the worm poop out of there and throw it in your garden. It's great for garden, house plants, that kind of stuff. What I've done here,
I say, and by sticking that melon in there, attracting them all to come eat, you know, they're just continuing the cycle. You don't have to move
exactly.
That melon later. Just leave it there. It'll be repurposed shortly.
Right, exactly. That's exactly it. And then what I've done here at the Urban Farm is I actually built a flow-through worm bin. So I had some wood scraps here, 2x6s, and I built a box that is 2 feet wide, 3 feet long, and about 3 feet tall. And I put it on posts standing about 4 feet above the ground. And then what I did is I went and I bought, you know, the racks that are in ovens, you know, oven racks. Uh-huh. I went to a used appliance store and I bought a couple of oven racks and I screwed them to the bottom of this bin.
Okay.
And then what I do is I put a layer of cardboard on the bottom and I put my worm composting in there. And this goes on for about a year. And what happens is after about 6 or 8 months, the cardboard has broken down and the worm castings start falling out of the bottom. So I have a collection system underneath so that when the worm castings are ready, the worm castings fall in the buckets underneath and I use them in my garden. And then I keep adding food waste to the top. And as I do that, the worms migrate to the top and eat the food waste.
And so does it ever completely drain once that cardboard's gone? Or is your grate system from, you know, the oven, is it stacked close enough that it won't all ever completely fall out?
Mostly, it doesn't completely fall out.
Okay. Cool.
And occasionally I'll lose a corner or something, but it goes in the buckets underneath and I just put it right back in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
But
I like it.
So that's a homemade flow through worm composting bin. And it works real well. And, you know, and it's been in existence now, I think, for about 5 years. And I think the wood's starting to go, but. You know, once that's done, I'll just finish composting the wood and it becomes part of the garden beds as well.
And you were mentioning, you know, you got to keep the worms inside during the summer. Is this something mm-hmm. then that you're only doing like fall through spring? Or do you have this on a covered patio that's kind of got a microclimate?
Yeah, I have my worm bin buried deep in my one of my orchards here at the Urban Farm. And I know when I say that, it sounds like I have hundreds of acres here. But I have a 80 feet wide by 160 foot deep property. It's about 13,000 square feet. But in my backyard, I have this densely forested orchard that I planted about 20 years ago. And I've buried the worm bin in there. And still, I have to put some ice in there.
So to get the buckets out, you have like a root cellar type system you walk down to get them out from underneath?
No. This bin is sitting up on top of the ground, about 4 feet off of the top of the ground. So the bottom, the grates underneath it are about 4 feet up.
So
I just have the bucket sitting on the ground underneath, catching the worm bins.
But then you said the worm bins are buried. So I'm having a hard time picturing this.
No, the worm bins aren't buried.
Oh, when you say buried in your orchard, it's not buried physically in the ground.
Yeah.
It's placed underneath the foliage of the leaves.
Yes.
Got it.
Oh my gosh.
Gosh, I'm slow this morning too, apparently.
Goofy me, what can I say?
I took it too literally. It's placed deep in the protection of the
orchard
yes, leaves exactly. And branches.
Cool. We'll need a schematic diagram for this for our podcast page.
I'm caught up.
You know
I'm
what?
Caught up.
I can actually snap a couple of pictures and send them to you for the show notes page.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Do that.
Yeah, I can do that. So then those are the couple of ways. Then there's actually commercial worm composting systems that you can buy that start at $159 or so. You know, the one that I have in my head right now, it's stacked 4 trays high. So you have the base of it and then you have a tray on top of it and you put your compostables in there and some worms. And then when that mostly gets done, you add another tray on top, put compostables in the second tray and the worms migrate up to the next layer. And then you add another tray on top of that and the worms migrate up. And then, so by the time you've filled 4 trays, the first tray is ready to harvest. So you just lift off the 3 trays on top, you pull the first tray out and voila, you're there. So there's simple ones like that you can do. all the way up to, you know, you can spend multi-thousands of dollars on flow through bins. And there's a whole industry, there's a whole huge industry out there on worm composting. In fact, I saw one, oh my gosh, maybe two decades ago. Linda, there was a woman named in Phoenix named Linda, and she was raising worms and selling the worms and the worm compost here. And she also raised rabbits. So her worm bins were underneath her rabbit pens. So that the rabbit poop went down into the worm bins. The worms ate the rabbit poop, made it into composted soil, you know, worm composted soil. So she, not only was she getting rabbits, she was getting worms and worm poop. That's what I like. You know, that's a great way of stacking functions.
And I've seen guys that do something similar with aquaponic, where the chicken pens above the aqua farm, and they, you know, it cycles through that way. So there's more than one way to stack functions with animals and different types of animals. And you know, I'm sure there would be a way to even do a bleed off from the aquaponic farm for the worm casting.
There would be
a way if somebody was just so motivated to come up with that.
Well, you just watch nature, you know, start looking at paying attention to what's happening in nature.
And you said you could spend up to thousands, but I know from our years of doing this broadcast that you're not one to go out and just spend a bunch of money. Like you said, your worm casting is a couple 2x4s that the sun's beaten up, but then you'll just, you know, a couple 2x4s to start over and last another few years and let the rest of the wood just compost back into nature.
Exactly. And by the way, most of the wood that I use here at the urban farm is repurposed wood. You know, at some of the big box stores, they have purple wood, you know, stuff that's been spray painted. I'm always looking out for that. A buddy of mine works for UPS, and he harvests on his route. He's in an industrial route. He will go out on a Saturday and harvest scrap wood from pallets and that kind of stuff that just, you know, somebody ships something and they're shipped with 2x4s, you just go harvest them. And so there's so much wood out there.
And like you said, anybody that sells lumber, most of them will have a cutting station. So if you're coming just for one specific cut, they'll cut it for you, and then they've got a bin for the scraps. You know, going and picking up those scraps, if they'll let you, a lot of them will. Some of them are picky, but, you know, just walk around and find a few. And it's easy. And job sites, there's a lot of construction going on right now.
Oh,
if you see a bin
time.
Full of wood, you know, most of the general contractors, if you ask, they're totally fine because that costs them to go throw that away later and have it hauled off. So if you're taking the scraps and repurposing it, you know, it just saves their, you know, their waste load.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Final segment with Farmer Greg coming up right after this.